We're joined now by two members of the Knoxville Girls Cross Country Team, and they are sisters, Olivia and Janie Mosdem. And ladies, thank you. And I will start with you, Olivia. Let's just talk about the season so far. How things have gone for everybody.
You know, we started off the season, we had two of our meets canceled, but now we're a few meets in, and I'd say everyone's kind of getting, like, settled into where we're at, and I think we're just going to go get faster from here on out.
What was that like, running in brutally hot conditions? Because I would drive to work in the morning and see, all you kids out there, and it wasn't, into the 90s then, but then you had to do some afternoon workouts. What was that like, just being out there in that?
I mean, it's always tough every year. It's the same. It's really hot at the beginning of the season, and sometimes we have to cut workouts short because everyone's hurting a little bit, but yeah, we get through it.
And Janie, what about you? Your first kind of foray into varsity running, how's that gone for you?
It's gone pretty good. I would say cross country, when people think about it, they think more like it's like physical pain. But for me personally, I think I've dealt with more of like the mental challenges and just like telling myself that I need to push myself and go farther.
A question for both of you. What are the mental challenges? I mean, I'm sure it's just simple. Oh my gosh, I got to run a 5K, but does it go a little bit deeper than, okay, I got to get through this 5K today or whatever coach has me to do during practice?
Yeah, I'd say it definitely does. You just have so many things on your mind, like, oh, last meet I ran this time, and oh, there's a hill coming up, I have to not walk. It's mostly what's going through my head.
And what about you, Janie? Is that kind of the same thing with, this, I got a hill coming up here, I got to get through this, and hopefully it won't be that hard?
Yeah, cross country, like, when you're racing, you want to, like, think about those things, but when you tend to think about stuff, you tend to slow down. So, like, it's so hard trying to find the balance, like, okay, like, you thought about it enough, now get yourself, your, like, head in the game, and you have a race to run.
And, you go to various courses, some of them are flat, some of them are hilly, you obviously walk the course when you get there. What kind of things do you look for on the course if you spot maybe a hill or maybe a little bit of a dip here and there?
Yeah, when we always walk the course if it's like one loop or two loops, and then we see, like, where we can kind of get ahead almost, like where we can take this tangent here or take this hill, maybe try and pass a girl here, and just those kind of things.
Now, is, the coaches telling you, okay, pointing out certain areas on the core or on the course that maybe are important to time or what you want to do?
Yeah, all the time. When we're walking the course, Miss Slavik's always like, okay, right here, you got to pass, like, four girls. Or, like, we'll have our managers at, like, mile markers, like, shouting out our times. And, like, just, like, everybody, like, the environment is very, like, just, like, welcoming, I guess? I don't know. It's just a great place to push yourself.
Now, you are sisters, so I got to ask each of you, what's it like to run with each other? And be nice, when you're talking here.
Well, coming into the season, I knew Janie was going to be a contender for sure. I just, I didn't really know how it was going to play out, but I think it's fun. A little healthy challenge, I guess.
Janie, what about you? Running with big sister and, looking up to her a little bit and maybe, having her, kind of guide you a little bit there.
Yeah, so the middle school, when I ran cross country middle school, we didn't necessarily run all the courses that they run. So she'll kind of, like, the night before, sometimes she'll, like, tell me, oh, like, there's a really bad hill, this one, just, like, be prepared for that. But I'd say it's mostly a friendly competition. Sometimes, like, during workouts, you can tell, like, if I'll, like, come up on her, she'll, like, speed up, and then it's, like, a sprinting match. But, like, I'd say most of the time it's just, like, us running together, like, with the team.
And obviously, healthy competition doesn't hurt because, you get to challenge each other, not just you two, but each other on the team as well and push each other.
Yeah, I'd say most of the runs were near each other, so, and it's nice to be able to push our other teammates too.
And what are you two most looking forward to as the season gets, further into, maybe closer to bigger meets and, everything else?
Well, we have a meet coming up after Newton in at Wartburg. It's an overnight meet, and so I'm excited to have some team bonding. And then we get to watch a college race, I believe.
Yeah, and, Janie, what about you? What are you looking forward to as the season, though, goes on further along?
I would just say, watching everybody improve, and also the Wartburg meet, that I think everybody is looking forward to that. And also the pasta parties are just phenomenal, 10 out of 10.
Okay, we gotta ask about the pasta parties. You know, are these kind of the highlight of the season?
Yeah, for sure. Last year we didn't get to have them with COVID and everything. So this year, before each meet, a family will host it and we'll get together and eat a lot of carbs and play games. It's really fun.
All right. Well, Olivia, Janie, best luck to you the rest of the season, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.